The state's Division of Elections is required to translate ballots and create an elections glossary in 6 dialects of Yupik and also in Gwich'in. Those are the terms of a lawsuit settled last year by Lieutenant Governor Byron Malott. But as Alaska Public Media's Ann Hillman learned, that process isn't easy.
Think about these words. Candidates for elected office are running for a seat. What image pops in your head? Retired Yupik professor Oscar Alexi says, not a political event.
I'm thinking of people like Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump and all those guys, you know, at the race line waiting for someone to say, go.
Whoever gets to the chair first is the boss. Alexi is part of the 8-person team that's trying to translate election materials into Yupik. He says, it's not easy because the words need to mean something in Yupik, not just be literal translations from the English. So one word in English, like candidate, ends up being a phrase in Yupik. But technical ballot language in English is dense. Something like candidate statement isn't straightforward. Language Assistance Compliance Manager Indra Arriaga tries to explain it to the group.
So we're going to come across a number of statements in the elections that are official because they're written.
She tries to get across the exact legal meaning of the term. It isn't obvious, and it matters that the statement is in writing. But when that gets translated into Yupik, it becomes redundant. And eventually, Alexi cuts in.
It's almost like saying, you know, this is what he said. That is his bicycle with 2 wheels. You see what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
You're adding too much to it where, you know, it's almost like you're trying to talk to fools, and I don't think I like being talked to like that, you know.
Others jump in with solutions to ease the frustration and refine the translation. They know they're working together as a team.
What if we just change
kan
kalha to
iga?
That's something
yes.
That we can use.
The process of translating 300 words into 6 dialects requires a lot of cooperation between the translators and Arriaga as they discuss the nuances both of the English terms and the different dialects. It's lengthy and arduous and...
It's really good. I like it. It's good.
That's Mike Toyakuk, one of the plaintiffs in the lawsuit that led to the language assistance settlement. Thanks in part to him, ballots will be translated into the Yupik dialects, Gwich'in, and eventually Inupiaq. Elections workers will be trained to help voters understand the materials in their own languages. He says translating the elections glossary and all the state and federal ballots will solve a major problem for some rural communities. John Topitluk translates.
When he was working with the lawyers, he and they found out that a lot of people, a lot of natives would go vote and not understand what they were voting on.
Toyakuk says as a result, one community in the Yukon didn't get funding for a new school. People didn't know to vote in favor of the bond. Division of Elections Director Josie Banky, who is Alaska Native herself, says the translation process is doing more than just making basic voting rights accessible to Alaska Native communities.
We're building a bridge of trust and faith between the Alaska Native community and the state of Alaska. I mean, and you can see that. I think you can see that in the way that we're sitting down and pairing up and just kind of the whole process and the interaction between our division and the translators has been pretty powerful to see and watch.
Banky says the group of translators will meet for a second time in the summer. Initially, they thought the group would only have to meet once. The division plans to finish the glossary of election terms in time for the primaries in August. Each of the 29 communities involved with the legal settlement will also have sample ballots translated into the local languages, and people will be able to listen to translations on a computer. In Anchorage, I'm Ann Hillman.